Okay, we're going to come back from recess at 7:58, and while we're waiting for the next ballot, perhaps we could have some of the department reports. Raven, are you ready to perhaps give us a report, or perhaps maybe the chief would give us a report? Would you like to give, maybe get the chief to give a report, and then you're free to go, chief.
I'll be very brief, Your Honor.
Thank you.
A couple of items. The city manager has asked the department heads, primarily Ms. Whitewolf and myself, to take a look at the intersection of Peace Portal and H Street in regards to the traffic stop signs there, and provide a report to council on how did the stop signs come to be? What's the purpose? What was the process? And what is the effect? And my office staff and Ms. Whitewolf's staff as well are in the process of preparing that report. It's going to take a little bit of time with the other things on our table. I'm anticipating or hoping that you'll give me until the second meeting in February, that would be February 27, to report back to you, if that's acceptable to council.
That would be fine.
Thank you, sir.
I don't think there's any objections by any of the council members, so you have our approval.
Thank you. Only other thing, we had a one-car traffic accident involving a patrol car a couple of days ago. We don't have these very often. It did some damage to the car, and the rocket landed on top of. Car's in the body shop, and from there it'll go to the mechanic, and you know, we have a process we go through in terms of accident review board. And I will withhold judgment until we have completed that process, but just to let you know, we have a very embarrassed, outstanding officer who was wishing if it had to happen, it didn't happen in the middle of the broad daylight.
I hope that the officer is uninjured.
That was the first question we always ask as well, and he was.
Other than his pride.
Well, yeah, except for being about 6 inches high, he is all right. Thank you for asking. I'll let him know that you folks inquired as well. Are there any specific issues I can bring up or address for you folks this evening?
Are the injured folks from the accident on Boblett and 543, do you know how they're doing?
I do not. I have not gotten a recent update report on that. I'm sorry.
Do you know anything about the Amber Alert today?
I can advise that was an international multi-agency endeavor, and I believe that the subject of the Amber Alert is safe and in another jurisdiction in Whatcom County right now. So. Thank you.
It's amazing how well that worked, though.
It's an excellent program.
Yeah, it really worked well. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. Okay, we're back on the Planning Commission selection matrix, so we'll take a few seconds here to cast another vote. Jesus, I wish I didn't come to this. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay.
While we're looking at that, Your Honor, would you like any more staff reports?
Yes.
Unless the council is ready to submit their ballots. Is everybody done?
Yep.
We're all done, so mine's there. And we'll maybe have an opportunity for Raven to give her report while we're adding up this again. Okay, you got everything? Okay, Raven, would you like to make your report, please?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you on a few things. We didn't have a report last month, and so my list just got a little longer, but it's kind of juicy. So first, to let you know that we did get another $500,000 for Hughes Avenue projects, so that is funded to the city limits now. Our next Public Works Advisory Committee meeting is on the 2nd of February, and we'll be getting a presentation from Grandis Pond at that time. Lincoln Park Sewer is going out to bid this month. With the TBD, other than talking to you this evening, I also met with the BDAC, did a short presentation with the Salishan neighborhood last night, meeting with the Planning Commission in February, the School Board in February, the Chamber and Semiyama Board in March. We're very proud of the new water filling station down the third floor. We've saved over 60 bottles of water, plastic bottles, in less than a week. So that's been up and running. That was in response to the dispenser that was in the lobby providing commercial water. We're selling water right next door. I mentioned the I-274 project page going around Olympia. If there are any of you that are interested in going to City Action Days with the city manager, that's on the 15th and 16th of February, and it's a great time to promote that project page. Lighthouse Point will get another plunger award for no violations for the entire year last year, so we're very proud of them. And then just a little follow-up, 12th Street, Mr. Southplug looks like he finally departed, but we did do a speed study there. Highest speed on 12th Street was 38 miles an hour, and the average speed 21.8 miles per hour with the 85th percentile, which is kind of what we use for determining whether a speed limit is appropriate, was right at 25.3. We did post the 25 mile per hour sign up on the street, and you'll note that there is correspondence with the police chief and Mr. Southland. The first week of this year, we did have a leak, a wastewater leak on Drayton Harbor Road. The department quickly addressed. They actually worked late into the evening doing so, and we got clearance from Department of Ecology last week that we followed all the appropriate steps, and they're satisfied. There was no discharge to Drayton Harbor. And that's it for my report, unless you have any questions. We did make contact with Cascade Natural Gas about the 14th Street as well. Was several meetings ago.
Steve. Raven, on the Hughes Avenue project, how far will we be extending the sidewalk with the latest plan as far as heading east?
Odell.
To Odell. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Raven, as a result of the length of the meeting, I kind of sort of, you skipped over Grandis Pond. What are we doing there?
One of the agents of Grandis Pond is going to be coming to the Public Works Advisory Committee meeting on the 2nd of February to do a presentation for the committee. And I understand he'll also be meeting with the Planning Commission in February for a similar purpose.
When does the Grandis Pond expire, the PUD? Is it PUD that is up there?
I wish I could keep that many dates in my head, Your Honor.
I know.
But I can't.
And it's a while.
It is a PUD and a preliminary plat. Yeah. And as you may recall, I'm not sure, I mentioned this once or twice before, but the state extended all plats from the standard of 5 years to the 7 years during the recession, and that's just a given now for all plats. And it was very complicated because they did it in a number of steps with different deadlines. So Grandis Pond now automatically has 7 years from their approval date, and the City Council in our code has the option of allowing two additional extensions, two one-year extensions, so it could go to 9 years. I want to say that gives them until potentially 2019, potentially, which sounds like a really long time from now, but it's 2017,
yeah.
So it's not as much as it sounds.
Sounds like it may be running out.
So they're in their seventh year now?
I think they are, yeah. I would have to, like I said, I have to look it up, but I think they're in their seventh year. I think they would expire in July of this year, if I remember correctly. So in any case, they have some more time. And I can get you the exact dates if you want, but unfortunately my computer is rebooting.
I was just wondering, and I'm curious as to what prompted them to decide to.
I think they want to report back on kind of the status of things and let people know. I think it's part of a somewhat a PR campaign, I would imagine, to some degree, but they will be coming here as well at some point and giving the same report. It just happened to be that we were agendizing those for next month.
Michael, what has to happen for them to continue past the 9 years?
Well, the preliminary plat can't continue past that, so they have to build it, and it has to be final platted. At least one phase of the project has to build with all the required infrastructure, which would be things like water, sewer, streets, sidewalks, stormwater facilities, lights, you know, electricity. So they have to finalize a portion of it, and then the PUD would become the law of the land. The preliminary plat potentially still expires if they haven't built it out, but they would be able to plat under that same scheme in the future. Much like in Semiahmoo, where there are the neighborhood layouts that are out there, and even though they don't have plats approved on them, they still come in under that general layout, the same general density. That's how it would live on as the land use plan into the future. But you have to build a piece of it to lock it in place.
Michael, do you think they're somewhat encouraged because of us putting through the sewer line through the park? I mean, is that enough to encourage them to just try to go forward, and have you talked to them about that?
I think they're encouraged. I don't think that is enough to make the financial difference, but mm-hmm. that is just speculation on my part.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, are we back to voting again, or?
This definitely could go to the Supreme Court.
We have to wait for a new appointment.
Where's George Bush's attorneys when we need them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll get it right.
Are there any other staff reports? City manager, do you have anything exciting to... You've got to at least cover a few minutes.
Well, I've got a couple of things. You mind if I sit down?
Sure.
So we did have an email from the Lummi Indian Nation last week. They're preparing to finalize the land transfer.
Super.
And that's beginning to take shape. We're not sure exactly when the date is, and our plan is to see if they can tell us what the date is, because I think it's probably more difficult for them than for us. But the only remaining steps are to finalize the documents. We've activated John Sitkin to help us with that. Raymond's been working on it. So we're going to have our side of it completed very soon, and we're just going to wait for them to tell us when the date might work for a ceremony. So that there are some parts of this that are ministerial. They're not something that you could do. Michael, in fact, has to do some of these things, and Raymond has to do some of these things. But I think we can create some type of ceremonial document or plaque or something that represents the exchange, and we'll get that done this spring. I think we'll kind of push it a little bit to not do it in the rainy weather, but sometime in the springtime we'll do that. So that's really big news.
That's
been a long thing that's been in progress. We're happy to see that they were kind of back on board with it again. As Raven mentioned, we have been in process of making presentations for the Transportation Benefit District, as well as the working and communicating the kind of the status of the city. We made a presentation to the Semiahmoo Men's Club on Thursday. I've met with the city staff twice. There's another on Wednesday with the police department, and everyone's welcome to attend that. But it's a pretty, I think, pretty good presentation. We've gone through it a few times now. It really does a good job of explaining the status of the city's finances, and what some of your options and constraints are. And for the employees in particular, you know, they're an important part of our solution because they're the ones that, are kind of on the ground. So I think it went well with the Semiahmoo Men's Club, and we're going to take it to other groups. So if you have anybody or any group that you'd like for us to talk with, we're happy to do that. I think Women's Club might be one that we want to talk to. Rima's mentioned earlier she's got a group that she's working with. We are going to then in March start working to focus in on that portion of the work. Right now we're focused on the TBD. We don't want to muddy the waters with other things, but the economic development side of it is really still very important, and it's going to speak to where the city goes from there. So that's happening. I'm happy to tell you that. There's lots of other things going on staff-wise. We're doing some training and just moving forward with projects. So that's about as much as I can tell you. Looks like, are you almost done there, clerk?
Just before you finish, how's Mr. Beckwith doing? Are we going to hear from him shortly?
Well, he's been working and corresponding with us. We're actually doing a really nice job, I think, of organizing and coordinating the TBD work with his work. He's already got the list of 43 projects completed, and they're fine-tuning some of those recommendations. That's going to come back to a public venue and go back out for survey to finalize that list. Then that list will go through a public vetting, prioritized, and come back to the City Council for your review and adoption. So that will happen all this spring, in time for a discussion about whether the council wants to move anything to an election in August or not, just as you asked us to do.
Can we see that draft when he's got it put together?
Sure, it's on the webpage, I think.
No, so, I mean the questionnaire that's going to go out.
Yeah, it hasn't been finalized, but absolutely you can look at it.
Yeah.
Anybody has any comments, we'd certainly like to hear about that. Any other questions or comments?
The other thing I had was the public, the library committee. Have we got any idea or have we got a report from them as to what they're doing in Birch Bay? I know they were looking at a building and they're now looking at opposite sites. Have they brought us up to date as to what they're hoping to accomplish over there?
So I don't have a specific answer to that question. I do have a meeting on Wednesday afternoon with Debbie Farmer to ask the same questions, but I'm very interested myself. Yeah. They have had a survey. The survey provided some information about levels of support. I understand they're looking at alternative sites.
Yes.
So I can get more information for you and report at the next meeting.
Because I assume that fits in with what Beckwith is considering in terms of perhaps.
Well, I'm not sure I'd say it fits in. We want the library to be in Lane.
Yes.
And so we work hard to retain that. So they're working on a separate track. And our job isn't to derail them. Our job is to provide a high-level service here. So that's how I focused on it.
And the other question I had was, the Bank of America building, do we know who?
The people that own Whatcom Physical Therapy bought it, and they're right across the street. And they're looking at proposing, and I think Michael can answer better than me, but they've come and talked to us, and they want to use it in a multi-purpose fashion, use it for groups, for entertainment. It could be they're going to open it up and make it a large room, and then they can use it for a wine bar. There's some land use changes that I think they have to accomplish to meet some of the standards, just the way the zoning lays out. So they're going to come back, I'm sure, with a conversation with the council and planning commission about that. They're planning to use it as kind of a public, private use.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Ms. Onion, did you have a question?
And you're going to City Action Days, right?
In February, yes.
Do you have appointments with certain people, or are you just going to
We'll set up appointments with our three primary, Fies and Van Buren and Erickson.
Yeah, okay.
I understand Erickson's got a temporary assignment with the president.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
How are we doing ballot-wise? Okay, we've got two prospective candidates for the Planning Commission, I hope.
Okay, so the final two are Wanacott and Rootford. So if the council would like to make a motion for each one of them.
Okay, first of all, we'll deal with Mr. Wanacott.
I'll move we appoint Mr. Wanacott to the Planning Commission.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments anyone wishes to make or ask? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Hearing none, the motion is carried 7-0.
Rootford.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. Hearing none, the motion is carried 7-0.
Thank you.
Okay, onward we go. Council reports. Bonnie, do you have any on any of yours?
Just briefly, Wednesday evening, I think it's at 6:30, the Chamber is sponsoring a downtown business meeting at the Pizza Factory. I'm not sure the exact content, but I'm going to try to make that one. And I think it's supposed to involve some city staff as well.
I'll be there with Debbie, and Dave will also be attending.
Okay.
It's a sort of an open forum for what the Chamber can do to help downtown businesses. And then they're also going to talk about some of the Beckwith items that are potential Chamber projects.
Okay, okay. And then on February 20th, put this on your calendars, the Bite of Blaine, that's a Monday evening. It's President's Day, actually. And I'm pretty sure that's out at Semyama again. I think tickets are available at the Building Center for sure and the Chamber office. And that's it for Chamber.
Thank you. WTA Board, Paul.
Well, no. Library.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I should have just went on to the library. Their next meeting, the Friends, is on the third Wednesday of the month. So whatever the third Wednesday of February is at 6:30, and I will be attending that meeting.
Okay. WTA Board, Paul.
No report.
Creighton Harbor Shellfish Advisor, Charlie.
No report.
Senior Center and Boys and Girls Club.
The Senior Center wants to thank you for the lights and the new locks on the building. And they have a volunteers dinner on this Thursday. And I have no report for the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay. Small Cities Caucus. David, I didn't attend, so.
I did attend on Tuesday, and the bulk of the meeting was a conversation with the county executive regarding some of the new information they've gotten about land development in the county. The two primary ones, of course, are the properties that are now restricted regarding their water, and that's been a pretty significant issue for the county, of course. The other one was the conversation about stormwater entitlements. I think if you have specific questions, I know that Michael's very familiar with those, both of those. And then there was this discussion, not quite on point, but about the jail. You know, the need to continue to move forward. The committees are working toward fashioning a recommendation that both the city of Bellingham, small cities, and the county can agree to. So I think you're going to see that come forward within the next month or so. Their expectation is the jail is going to be smaller than what was originally projected. You know, it was a 590 bed, I think, or 570. It's being reduced from that size. So the question of sizing now is kind of is what's the right size for a long-term development? So that was really the bulk of the whole meeting, those items.
Watkin Council of Governments, I attended that meeting, and the good news is that Bob Wilson of the COG has been going to Olympia to meet with our representatives and other members of the Transportation Board and pushing the three projects that were put forward. And one of them being exit 274, and he said that they've gotten a very positive reaction from most of the people that they've talked to. And he said it seemed to be one of the hot button items for Doug Erickson. So it looks good or promising, and it's something that those attending on February 15th and 16th will have an opportunity to push that as well. So that looks very favorable. So that was the good news out of the COG. Now, are any changes to the calendars? Is there any unfinished business? Any council new business? Hearing none, I will adjourn the meeting at 8:23. Okay.